The killer instinct. Every human being has the first instinct to bring you to their level or below, whatever that level is. An animalistic instinct of commonizing you. Dominion in any kingdom, even the animal kingdom, does not depend on size, stature, or state, but a domineering instinct to subdue under authority any other authority. Some have mastered this art. They carry what is called the killer instinct, the killing consciousness. To disarm the killer instinct posed against you, you must be ready to understand the following points. The instinct is not the killer, but the sent man, the predecessor, the forerunner. The purpose or aim or result of the killer instinct is 1. To infuriate anyone. 2. To subdue anyone. 3. To disvalue anyone. 4. To disarm anyone. 5. To prepare for slaughter anyone. Some spiritual antidotes are lifting up a standard for the enemy by God's Spirit in you. There's a river that flows from your belly. It can form a flood to drive away instincts. Putting on the armor of readiness, the battle-ready weapons in Ephesians 6:12. For what the evil day comes, the day of the killers. The Bible says the sons of Zebulun knew these weapons and how to use them. The Holy Spirit is the best teacher, because no one that is ever confronted by killers is ever always prepared. When you are brought before rulers, I will tell you what to say. It is actually really a battle of best words, to and fro. If you lose, you will carry the hurt, the pain, and the wound for a long time. Some people's words do really cut like swords. Some are fountains of healing. You must be ready for killer instinct. 1. To only be subject to legitimate authorities, because anyone rises above you when you allow him to judge your case. 2. To always be prepared. Information and revelation are the only true antidotes to subjection. 3. Understand the place of total silence, quietness, and alterance dates. Silence can be to your benefit or betrayal. 4. Be word-based. Goliaths don't respect guns, they respect words. It doesn't matter who brings the case first to court, but who talks last. 5. Be decently conscious of your authority. Authority is proof of distinction and proof for your defense. Tell him to count his victory, but stay at home. Explain to him his limits, or leave him to perish. 6. The best way to kill a killer or to kill your enemy is to commit him to ultimate authority, to a higher one, if you know how. Thou shalt not kill. 7. The killer instinct is not a subjection of dialogue or suggestion of dialogue. It is aimed at killing you. So retreat at the slightest opportunity to. 8. 8 people out of 12 die in a day. 4 die totally. 4 die under killer instincts. 4 are just going through it right now. Some people have mastered the art. Please throw away their gallery. You can do without it. 9. Once you notice a killer, how, by the way he talks, looks, and walks, you have only 2 options. 1. Get ready to run. 2. Get ready to fight. Look straight into his eyes and go for it. 10. Don't stay in the company of mockers, arrogant, the proud, the rash. They carry the killer instincts by default, and it is contagious.